What's up, everyone, and welcome to episode 12 of Mundo's News Program. I'm recording this on September 7th, 2023. I'm your host, Mundo Carrillo. I hope you guys are doing well. Me? I'm doing better. Yeah, I've been gone for a while. I threw out my back about a month ago. So that really sucked again. So just been kind of nursing that, I guess, trying to get that back to health. Yeah, I don't know if you guys have ever thrown out your back. Like, first off, like, everything sucks when your back's like all out of whack. Like, literally, I was like hella crooked. Doing just about anything is like really exhausting. So at the end of the day, you're just like super exhausted. So I've just been a tired fool the last few weeks. But anyways, feeling better, getting a little better, you know, weather's getting a little cooler, not so hot. So that's been nice. I don't have to record with the fan on anymore. So hey, better audio quality coming your way. I don't know about better content quality at all, actually, but better audio quality. Anyhow, what is this show even about? It's about news. You guys, since the last time I had spoken to y'all, Donald Trump had been slapped with even more charges. I knew that was coming. I think we all kind of knew that was coming. I said as much. Like, I predicted that he was going to get charged in Georgia, and he did. He got very charged in Georgia. He's facing counts of racketeering. Him and 18 other people are charged with the same act, the same crimes that the mafia is usually charged with. You know, so this charging this big conspiracy to try to overthrow the 2020 presidential election. So yeah, just more hot water for our guy Trump. You know, I wish I didn't have to talk about him all the time, you know, like literally every episode, but he is a former president. He's running for president again. He's the first president, former or otherwise, to be charged with crimes. Very interesting situation we have here. A lot of people too, of course, that think this is politically motivated. Who knows? Maybe. But regardless, he is charged with a grip of crimes, as they say in the legal community. A grip. Oh boy. Did you guys see his mugshot? His mugshot's pretty good. The way he's mad dogging the camera. It's like he planned it. it's like he was trying to send a message too. Like, go ahead. They charged him with all these mafia crimes. He thought it was a badass, all right? What are you gonna do? And by the way, you know, I've been saying several times on this show that I wasn't sure if he was gonna win the Republican nomination, because I thought that maybe his base had cooled on him. That does not seem to be the case at all. I'm definitely eating those words. He has a commanding lead in the Republican race, despite all these charges and despite not even showing up to the first presidential debate on Fox News. So it looks like it's probably his nomination to lose. Of course, there's going to be a lot of questions as to whether he could run for president, whether he can be president, if he's convicted on anything, on any felonies. It's going to get weird from here on out, folks. If it's not weird already, it's going to get even weirder. Trust me. There's going to be a lot of people filing legal challenges to his candidacy. So, like, I already saw this thing going around that people think that the Supreme Court should disqualify him for running for president due to this law that disqualifies anyone who basically tried to commit treason against the United States. It bars them from running for president. So I think people are going to try to argue that with the whole riot at the Capitol, trying to overturn the results, to stop a peaceful transfer of power, all that kind of stuff, that it counts as, you know, some kind of treason or something that can, I don't know. I'm not a legal scholar, guys. I don't want to say words like that. But I think people are obviously going to try to challenge it in court. And we'll see how that all plays out. Like I said, it's going to get even weirder than it already is. So we'll likely talk about it next week as well. I don't know. Maybe we'll get a break from him for a bit. Probably not, though. All right. Speaking of rioting at the Capitol, Enrique Tarrio, the leader of the Proud Boys, was just this week sentenced to 22 years in prison for his role in inciting that riot at the Capitol on January 6th, 2021. It's funny because he actually wasn't even in D.C. the day of the riot, because previously he was banned from the city for burning a Black Lives Matter flag that was torn down from a church. So he wasn't even allowed in D.C., but he was still like communicating with people, recruiting people, telling them to stay there. You know, it was kind of like the ringleader in that, I guess, according to the prosecutors. And he got convicted of this along with some other people as well. And this 22-year sentence is actually the longest sentence that anyone in these January 6 riots has gotten. So this is the longest one, the big dog here. He seemed to be remorseful about what he did. And, you know, the funny thing is, it seems like most of the people who have been sentenced so far have been remorseful or somehow regretful for what transpired that day. Like, no one's really sticking to it. You know, like, no one's really all about it anymore. So that's pretty interesting. They all just kind of bought into something around then, around that time. So much so that they were willing to breach the Capitol and attempt to stop the election results from being solidified. I don't know what they were thinking. I don't know if they really thought they would stop it, because that wasn't going to be stopped no matter what they did. They could have completely burned down the Capitol and that election still would have been certified. So I really don't know what the end goal was. I think a lot of them are starting to realize it now, you know, what was the end goal. And I think that's why they're remorseful and regretful. But anyhow, Enrique Tarrio, 22 years in prison for his role in the Capitol riots. So Danny Masterson, I'm going to pull up the story because this kind of came out today. Danny Masterson, who played Hyde in That 70s Show, was sentenced to 30 years to life in prison today after he was convicted on two counts of rape. Again, let me pull up the story. Yes, okay, so this had to do with Scientology and stuff. That stuff. Oh boy. Like I said, better audio quality, not better content quality. So back in May, he was convicted on two counts of rape. Because I remember, I think he already had a trial previously, but it ended in a mistrial. So, yeah. So, hold on here. So, he went to trial again. Whoa, dude. Cedric Bixler Zavala's wife is one of the accusers. He's the lead singer in the Mars Volta and At the Drive-In. Wow, that's a trip. Small world. Anyway, I don't know. Whatever. Fuck this guy. He got 30 years in prison. Something really tragic happened in Albuquerque, New Mexico, just last night. On Wednesday night, an 11-year-old boy was killed in a drive-by shooting by Isotopes Park. The Albuquerque Isotopes are the AAA baseball team in Albuquerque. They are in the Colorado Rockies farm system. This family was leaving a game, and not too much information has been shared just yet. This just happened last night. So what happened was this family was leaving the game and apparently cut someone off, and that person pulled a U-turn, pulled up next to the family and shot 17 bullets into the car. They killed the 11-year-old boy, his aunt, who was in her early 20s in critical condition, and two other people in the car weren't hurt. At this time, no suspect information as far as who the person might be has been released, but police did release a photo of a newer model Dodge Durango SRT that they believe is involved. So yeah, and this, according to my guy Matt Risen at the Albuquerque Journal, this is the fifth road rage homicide in Albuquerque just this year, and the second time in just a month that a child was killed by gunfire. It's just really tragic. It's really tragic. I'm from New Mexico. Well, I live in New Mexico, and I grew up here, but, you know, I love it here. But Albuquerque, it's a cool city, but it's just so violent sometimes, so needlessly violent. I mean, not there's ever like a need for violence or anything, but it's just to shoot up a car 17 times and to kill a kid because they cut you off is ridiculous. It's just absolutely, there's no word to describe it, what that is. It's freaking absurd. And I lived in Albuquerque for a while. That's where I went to college. And yeah, it was rough at times, but honestly, I would describe Albuquerque as a chill city. It's laid back, it's relaxed, you know, no one's in a hurry or anything, but it's tense now. I think the mood has changed since my college days. I talked to my friends who live there, and they say that they're kind of on edge a lot of the time. I mean, you could see why. I mean, leaving a baseball game, you could get shot. You know, cutting off the wrong person in traffic, you could get shot. You could pay the ultimate price. Your kid could get shot. It's ridiculous. This stuff happens quite often in Albuquerque. There's a lot of road rage shootings in Albuquerque. It's wild, dude. It's like, how are you going to get that mad? How many... You know, I know it's, you know, the Southwest is still very much the Wild West in a lot of ways, but damn, dude, like a lot of people just kind of carry guns around here. That's might be part of the problem is that the people who shouldn't have guns and just have it on them in their car. It's irresponsible, man. It's just, I don't know how to describe it. Anyways, I think I'm going to call it a day, guys. Really appreciate you guys listening. I was going to talk about the the meeting between Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin. Apparently, Russia wants to get some weapons from North Korea. It's just they're creating this whole axis of evil thing. But I don't want to really dig into the story too much, at least for the show, because there's a lot of background here. The war in Ukraine, it's been a tough one to kind of keep up with. So anyways, I'm just going to end there, guys. I really appreciate you listening. Thank you to the Patreon supporters, Daniel, Tony, Andres, and Emily. Really appreciate you guys. All right, guys, until next time, my name is Mundo, and I'm out. Peace.